Thank you, Katie. You may remember the eyebrow-raising sex scandal that rocked the Laverne Police Department. We first told you about the mess in January of last year. The shocking details sounded like a bad movie script, made national news, as five officers and then the police chief all fired. The city then found itself facing a lawsuit filed by a former female officer. Well, tonight word comes the city has settled the case with a hefty payment. Our Nikki Hauser heard directly from city leaders.
After that scandal, former police officer Megan Hall sued the city. Then tonight, over a year later, the city of Laverne held a special meeting in which they decided they would pay out Megan Hall $500,000, officially ending that lawsuit.
Motion to approve as it is written here.
It took less than 5 minutes.
No.
Alderman Hobbs?
Aye.
Alderman Hobbs?
Aye.
Vice Mayor Nunn?
Aye.
Motion passes.
For the Laverne city leaders to say yes, they'll pay former police officer Megan Hall $500,000.
What message is that send to all the other employees?
Alderman Dennis Waldron was the only dissenting vote.
He's sending a message out to everybody in the world, said, come to Laverne, sue Laverne because they're going to settle.
The city as a whole now agreeing to pay Hall, but denying any admission of liability.
It's hard being in the minority.
This after the story of the Laverne police sex scandal exploded early last year, revealing a pattern of inappropriate activity inside the department. Reports detail sex between officers on duty and on city property, intimate photos and videos shared among officers, and silence from the police chief, who was clued into what was happening.
Convince her to engage in sexual activity that she didn't want to.
Hall and her lawyer claim it was a hostile work environment that groomed her.
While I was aspiring to protect my community, the Laverne Police Department was not protecting me.
She, along with four other officers and the police chief, were fired. Hall talked to News Channel 5 about the affair early last year.
I know what most people are saying. You know, you could have said no. I get it. But my response to them is that I did say no, and he wouldn't take it for an answer. Eventually, I gave in from pressure.
Wednesday's vote ends both Hall's lawsuit against the city and against three of her former superiors in the department.
We have improved a lot.
As the city still works to rebuild trust in the public eye. Nikki Hauser, News Channel 5.
Thank you, Nikki. The city says their insurance provider will pay the $500,000 to Hall. They say it's a gross settlement, including court costs, attorney's fees, and expenses. To be clear, they say it's not taxpayer money, and the city adds that they still deny any admission of liability.